This is Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hanat Baba. When you hear the words Native American Reservation, what do you imagine? Perhaps an expansive southwestern landscape? Maybe a casino? For the 45,000 Native Americans in the Bay Area, the reservation looks a little different. It's a squat brick building on a busy intersection in Oakland. It's called the Intertribal Friendship House. It was established by Quakers in 1955 at a time when the U.S. government was moving tens of thousands of Native Americans from their rural homes and into big cities across the country. The federal program intended to bring Native people out of the poverty of reservations and give them access to the opportunities of city life. But relocation splintered tribes and forced people to assimilate to mainstream American culture. Today, Native people can reconnect at urban reservations like the Intertribal Friendship House, a home away from home. KALW's Lisa Bartfai went for a visit.
A floor-to-ceiling mural decorates the back wall of a big meeting hall. It shows familiar sites from the Bay Area, like Alcatraz and the Bay Bridge, next to images of traditional Ohlone houses, and the brick building we're now inside of, the Intertribal Friendship House. Three long tables are set up in front of the mural, stretching back into the hall to make room for at least 80 people to sit and eat. It's Elder's Day here at the Friendship House, and pretty much every one of those seats are taken by a senior. They're talking and joking while they're finishing up lunch before the next activity.
Are you ready for some bingo? Some bingo.
Angela, can you help these elders pick their plates up?
Angela Wapai is darting in and out from the kitchen, clearing off dirty plates and bringing out desserts to the old folks. She's one of a handful of people under 65 here today.
I'm just here to help out with Elder's Day and also utilize the services, like, you know, just get on the computer and looking for work.
Well, Pine's in her mid-30s and has a big, warm smile. She seems at home at the Friendship House, which is no surprise since she's been coming here for baby showers, birthdays, and Christmases since she was a little girl.
It's like coming to Auntie's house to come, you know, eat and have fun and see everybody.
She says she can focus on her job search here because the others help look after her little daughter, Felina.
That's one thing I love since I am a single mother.
And Wapaya repays the favor. Today, she's promised to take Felina and some other kids swimming after bingo. Wapaya traces her heritage to several tribes, Klamath, Ponca, and Peruvian. But connecting with those roots in Oakland can be a challenge.
Being in, you know, the urban setting, I never had the opportunity to know what is the traditional food and how do we make it? What are the benefits of it? So we're really trying to gear back to our old ways.
The mix of elders here can teach her about all of her different cultures and theirs.
Their traditional foods or their jewelry making specific to their tribe. So it's like a United Nations center for everyone.
Although several rural reservations around the country are shared by two or three tribes, the Friendship House sees people from more than 100. About 8,000 people participate in the programs here every year.
Mama, we're supposed to go. We're almost
late. Come on, Fina.
It's time for Angela Wapaya and the kids to go swimming. The bingo is still going on in the meeting hall, but not all of the elders are playing. Some are just here to see their friends.
These people in the senior meeting are people I've known for 30, 40 years, so this is our community.
Diane Williams grew up as an Army brat and went to college in the Midwest before moving to the Bay Area in 1977. Williams hadn't heard about the Intertribal Friendship House until she saw an ad for a job there, for a community health worker. She got the job, and the house quickly became the center of her life.
I remember I used to live on 9th Avenue, not far from here, and on every corner and every block, there was a Native family.
The rapidly rising cost of living in the Bay Area is affecting the community center.
We almost lost it many times, but the community sort of keeps rallying together.
The strength of the Oakland community comes through in many ways.
We have a really resilient population in the cities compared to some of the reservations where there's, say, high rates of suicide, and we don't find that here in the city, which is one good marker in our community.
William says that's because
we have our spiritual ways, and I think that's what the overall strength of our community is. We have our original instructions for this earth.
Native Americans aren't moving to the Bay Area in the same way as during the Urban Indian Relocation Act in the 50s. But the Native people who are new in town still find their way here.
Tried it out one Thursday. They had a dance practice. And I just liked it. It was community. Could feel it.
Theron Lulua was 17 years old when he moved with his mom to Oakland from Canada, just 3 years ago. Lulua was raised in a reservation in British Columbia, where he spent much of his time outdoors. But even though there's a whole lot more cars, concrete, and people around, he says the Friendship House reminds him of home, mostly.
But not exactly the same thing as you'd get from a regular reservation, like only things like the deer meat, the hunting, the going out and camping all the time. We're limited to our resources here, but we make what we have, and I like it.
Lula knows how easy it is to lose touch with one's heritage without the opportunity of being part of it every day.
When I was a younger kid, I didn't speak English. My grandparents refused to speak English to me, and they spoke to me in my native tongue until I was about five, and they put me in a regular school, and that's when they taught me English, and I just forgot a lot of everything.
He's been able to get back in touch with his native roots at the Intertribal Friendship House, and now he's creating programs that will do the same for others. The Intertribal Friendship House turns 60 this year, and Lulua and the other youth organizers are making sure they stay open for another generation, or two. In Oakland, I'm Lisa Bartfight for Cross Currents.